You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're listening to 95BFM and we've got the crew from Reclamation in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Morena, good, thank Morena. You.
Hey, do you want to introduce yourselves and also what your role in Reclamation is?
Yep, Morena, my name is Alicia Wilson-Heshe. I am the director and also performing in Reclamation.
Awesome.
Kia ora. My name is Va'imaila Carolyn Baker and I am a member of Reclamation. Yeah, I'm performing in it.
So awesome.
Talofalava, my name is Valency Filippo. I am a performer in Reclamation.
So what is Reclamation and how did it come about?
Myself and Valency are a part of an arts collective called FIFSWAG, and last year Basement had put together a visions project, which was kind of like a mentoring project of sorts for established practitioners, and they were looking for work that was going to disrupt the space, and they asked us if we'd like to put a proposal forward, and I was like, I've got this really cool idea for like a crazy feminist like sex show about joy and pleasure and desire, and why not, we'll put it in. And they were really interested in my proposal, so we are making Reclamation.
Fantastic. And it's kind of incredible for people who aren't familiar with FAFSWAG, although I'm sure a lot of BFM listeners will be because we've had some of the crew from FAFSWAG up here before. What does FAFSWAG do in a nutshell for people who aren't super familiar?
We do a number of things. So we are a queer arts collective made up of, last time I counted, 13 of us. So it's quite a beast of a group, and we do a mixture of stuff. So we have photographers and performance artists, activators, disruptors, kind of a real mix of people amongst this cohort of amazing queer people. And we have been helping to build the Vogue scene here, which has been a lot of fun. We've kind of been putting our fingers in lots of different pots and just trying to create space for our community and also create work where we just feel a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? Excuse me, my brain is still catching up with me this morning.
It's only 10 past nine.
Caffeine hasn't quite kicked in just yet. So we saw that there was a gap for how we as a community of people were being represented. So just creating yourself into existence, which is really important, and then you have ownership of what that looks like.
That's an incredible MO for a group, I reckon, to sort of be like, hey, we've seen a gap, this is what we want to see ourselves represented as, and we're just going to do it as well. And inspiring too. You're really like bringing a new generation along with you as well, which is so exciting. And I'm sure that Reclamation is going to be much of the same. Do you want to give us a little bit of an insight into sort of what people might see when they come along? Sort of like the idea of a crazy feminist sex show sounds very exciting.
Oh, darling, where do we begin?
There's a lot going on.
This has been a collaborative process with myself, Valency, Myla, and our other beautiful castmate, Rhea, who isn't here this morning. So it's just been kind of this whacking together and hashing out of ideas. And then picking up an idea, going, oh, no, that doesn't really work. Let's throw that away. So there's been a lot of birth and death, which has been fine. And it's been a really enjoyable process being with a group of women and just kind of nutting these ideas out and going, does it work? Does it work?
Yeah.
I think it works. Okay, no, that's working. That feels good.
We'll just make this a little bit like this.
Yeah.
That's a really fun way to work as well. I think you kind of get a really special atmosphere when you get a lot of women and non-binary performers working together in a space. You get a really like particular energy to that kind of creative process.
Definitely. And I think just in terms of, and I'm just speaking for myself as a cis woman, it has been really, really important for me to take this opportunity to really celebrate trans women who often get left behind in these conversations. And I've seen that just in some of the feminist spaces I've entered where it hasn't felt that inclusive or inclusive enough of trans women. So it's been really important for us to center that voice and make sure that that's being elevated and really celebrated.
Totally, yeah. Hey, as performers in this show, you've both got really, well, all of you are performing as well, but you have really interesting backgrounds too. So, Marley, you came from a sort of more theatre background in many ways, but you've got performance art, Valency, and the voguing community as well. How do these things inform the way you're performing in Reclamation?
Well, actually, I've kind of just begun with the whole performing thing. I've done singing and music for a little bit now. But yeah, this is kind of like, I've been newly introduced to the industry, and just having Alicia as a director has been amazing because she's facilitated the space for all of us and made me feel really, really comfortable. In terms of performing, yeah, I think this is something that's so new for me because you're just coming as yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just me being me on a stage, so, which is awesome. And just having that representation is so important because I've never seen brown bodies like this. In this context, so
yeah, it's really exciting as well to get to be yourself is quite a cool thing too. Because quite often in theatre, you're sort of
I've never done that before.
Yeah, performing a character, or you're doing somebody else's song or something like that. That's a really exciting thing to be able to be. This is my story. I'm totally just representing me right now. Yeah, absolutely. What about you, Valency?
You mentioned that I come from the Vogue, Auckland Vogue scene, so the voguing background. I've also done some theatre as well, but this process has been really exciting because we're involved from the beginning, like what concepts do we want to portray in theatre, and then we got rid of a lot of stuff, and then it was an exciting process because it feels really organic and everything has meaning to what we've accomplished with this show. So I'm just really excited to work with the girls.
I'm excited to see it as
well. Yeah, and I think the thing that was really important to me as well is creating like equity in terms of the creative input, because it's not just me on stage by myself, even though that could be a different show for a different day potentially. I think it was really important for me to make sure that everyone who was a part of this creative process felt like they had a space and that they were being heard. I feel really proud of the fact that I think we've really managed to achieve that.
Yeah.
Not just with the cast, but with all the people who have helped us along the way, because it does take a village.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't get here by ourselves. There's a whole motley crew of like Faff Swaggers and a whole bunch of other amazing people who have agreed to come on board and support this process. And it's been really nice to be able to hold that space for people and everyone feel like we've all contributed something to this little crazy babe that we've called Reclamation. I think that's been part of the joy of this process, is having so many people feed into that.
Yeah.
And also something I'm really proud of is I had every intention that I wanted to try and have this completely female-led, and it worked out. I was working out the other day that I think it's like 90% of all the people we've had on board have been women. So I'm like,
awesome.
Yes! Yay!
It's so great when the dream can become a reality.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yes, I made that work. That's so exciting. So if people want to come along, there's 13 nights, which is awesome, and it opens tomorrow at Basement Theatre. Tickets are on a sliding scale between $25 and $28, and you can go on iTicket.co.nz if you want to get one of those. And I would totally recommend it because it's going to be fantastic. Thank you all so much for coming up this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.